The Strait of Hormuz, obviously, that's been a real crisis for so many in Europe. I read that in Italy, they even have school by Zoom because of the gas crisis in Italy right now, almost as if it's COVID era, and other European countries have been hit hard. Are the Strait of Hormuz open, as far as you can tell?
Well, of course, we have to see over the next couple of days what happens.
But as of now, I mean.
I don't have the intelligence now at my fingertips to give you that answer. But I think over the next couple of days we will know. And it is absolutely true that for the Europeans, but also for the Asians, look at Japan, look at Korea, look at Australia. And other countries like Thailand and the Philippines, they get huge volumes in terms of their oil and gas, etc., from through the Strait of Hormuz. So for them, it's crucial. It's crucial for Europeans.
Yeah.
And this is why Keir Starmer, the British Prime Minister, brought together this coalition, making sure that answering the questions what, where, and when it comes to the Strait of Hormuz, we can act collectively.
When President Trump threatened to kill the entire Iranian civilization, did that bother you at all as a diplomat?
Well, you know, what I always say when it comes to what leaders are saying, I'm not commenting on everything. What I want you to know is that I support the president, and I know large parts of Europe do, when it comes to taking out the capacity of Iran to export chaos to the region, to Europe, to the whole world. They are one of the main enablers of Russia's war effort in Ukraine. We all know this.
Yeah, all the drones.
With the drones. It is an existential threat to Israel if they would get their hands on nuclear capability. It is great to try to negotiate it away, but we also always knew that with North Korea, it took too long, and then North Korea had its hand on the nuclear, and then you cannot negotiate any longer, and they have that power.